I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Daniel Crony, Vice President, and Taylor Coolew, Co-Marketing Chair with the group Connect Marquette. We had a chance to find out more about the organization, as well as a special event coming up later this week. Here's more with Taylor Coolew and Daniel Crony.
2020 is actually the 10th year of the organization. It had previously been known as 40 Below, young professional group here in town. And, you know, kind of mid-2018, there was started, you know, really last probably 5 years, there's been rumblings of, you know, the name kind of segmenting us or sure, you know, hindering us from growing membership. So there was a big movement on the board to get the name changed to something less, you know, associated with age. And more associated with just professional networking.
I remember 40 Below as an organization for some time, and I also remember when this conversation started in the community that there were members of the organization that were reaching the age of 40 that were kind of saying, oh, wait a minute, is it still for me? Which kind of identified this whole issue in the first place. And you want to make sure people know that, no, it's not, you know, an age-based thing. You're looking for folks to get involved.
Yeah. Even when, you know, some of the founding members were nearing the age of 40, they were disassociating themselves with the group from a membership at a membership level.
Sure.
And that was a big red flag, eye-opening moment to the board where, like, you know, the members that founded the group who, you know, 40 Below wasn't supposed to be a age-specific name.
Sure.
It was supposed to be, you know, a temperature-related name to our climate. But if they're associating it with age, then that was a big eye-opening moment that something had to change.
So now it's called Connect Marquette. We're hearing more about that. Taylor Coolew, who is the co-marketing chair, you know, you've gotten involved with this now in the last little bit. You did a few things, but tell me a little bit about your involvement with the organization. What do you enjoy about being a part of Connect Marquette?
Yeah, obviously, prior to being on the board, where I'm newly appointed in January, I went to a few events, and they were fun. They were exciting. I got to meet young professionals in the community. And, you know, born and raised here. So it's like, this was a really cool way to get deeper involved with what's going on in Marquette County. And the fact that it was like-minded individuals, and they're fun, whether you're snowshoeing, whether you're just going to a bar. I mean, it's a great, relaxed way to meet friends and potential colleagues and just network.
Taylor, you have an event coming up a little later this week that you want folks to know about. What's coming up?
Yeah, so we have a social, and it is at the Crib, and it is called I'm New, What Do I Do? And this is really for new members. Like I said, newly appointed board members, I think we have 5. So it's a great way for them to meet us, for us to meet them, and to potentially get new people involved. And it's February 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the Crib.
So just come on out. That's on the Third Street in Marquette to check that out. And it's an opportunity to find out about the organization, but you're really looking for new folks to get involved, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for new people to be volunteers and get involved and to hang out and network. So this will be a great opportunity.
Daniel Crony also with us. He's Vice President of Connect Marquette. Daniel, you know, this is obviously it's a somewhat social organization, a networking organization for young professionals in Marquette. But you do a few things, and you're involved with one I know coming up a little bit later this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the 7th annual Iron Range Roll. It's a race, a bike race from Cliff Shaft Mine Museum in Ishpeming, finishing at the Marquette Commons, running along the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. Like I said, it's 7th year of that. It's been, you know, in the past we've had upwards of 200 riders, family friendly, you know, everyone from, you know, 5, 6, 7 year olds to, you know, my dad did it last year and he's 65 and he crushed it and had a great time. So yeah, it's made to be family friendly. There is definitely some competitive edges to it.
Sure.
You know, there's that wave of people that go out ahead of it to.
But it certainly sounds like it's kind of almost reflective and indicative of the organization of Connect Marquette, that it's more of the fun part of it to get together and
do
something.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. But it's made to be, you know, a social event. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, all of the funds, all the proceeds rather, go to the YMCA youth organizations.
Sure.
So it's made to be able to, you know, give our members and give our community at large the ability to volunteer, get involved, and in the long run, give back to the community.
Now, you have this event coming up later this week. Again, we'll give everybody the details in just a second. But if someone wants to find out more about Connect Marquette, they can't get to the event at the crib, what's a good way to find out more?
Two of the best ways would be our website, connectmarquette.org, as well as our Facebook page.
That's Daniel Crony and Taylor Coolew with Connect Marquette. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.